Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Merry Christmas!
Ho, 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 everyone! And welcome to Cultaholic Watch Alongmas! You've figured it out by now, haven't you? Of course you have. Every day, up until Christmas Day, we are here watching some awful wrestling matches, but we're doing it with a combination, a heady combination, of friends from the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown and Raw Review Universe. Today, it is myself, Tom Campbell, at Tom Campbell on the Twit. And I am joined by the Bear in the Big Blue Blip 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 Remix. Bear in the Big Blue Bar Cage, the head pen of Cultaholic. He is Justin Henry from Off of America. How you doing, fella?
I see you started drinking early.
Mate, I started drinking for Christmas on the 9th of July. And I haven't
seen. Last Christmas.
Yes, the same time I gave you my heart. We are back today, you and I, Justin, and what delicacy are we going to be chowing down on with our eyes today?
Well, we wanted it to be extra rancid, so we chose the Punjabi prison match from Battleground 2017 when Randy Orton and Jinder Mahal were for some reason given 28 minutes to kill, and they picked the most exciting possible match to do it with.
It certainly was a treat for all the senses. The Punjabi prison. Do you remember the first Punjabi prison match?
I've tried to forget.
Excellent. Do we believe, we'll talk more about it as we get into it, but do you believe this is an improvement?
No.
Step back? Or no, okay. I don't know whether or not
This is much worse.
No, oh, we need somebody to enjoy this appalling piece of work with us. So let us turn once more to the random guest generator to see who is going to be joining us for this slice of watch along, Miss Goodness.
Randomly generating guest. Reticulating three-dimensional spline. Executing youth translation software. Now uploading. Sydney Sumowitz.
Hello. You've interrupted me petting my cat.
Don't let us stop you.
Don't worry, I'm not.
How is your cat doing?
She's good. She's looking at me, purring. Oh. She's sitting up in my room because she doesn't want to see my kittens right now.
Are you ready for Christmas, Sid?
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just ready for the year to be over.
Oh, yeah, because January 1st, 2021, everything is automatically fixed.
Absolutely. No. As we know, the virus ends December 31st at 11:59 p.m. And also in the UK, I don't know whether you heard, but the virus is taking a break for 3 days over Christmas. It's going to play football in no man's land with us. So that's really nice.
As soon as Jenny McCarthy falls on the New York City pavement on Rockin' New Year's Eve, then we'll all be good.
That's it. We all go back to normal. What a treat. I tell you the one thing that you need ahead of Christmas, Sydney, and that is a Punjabi prison match from 2017.
Back in the random generator.
No, you're out of the generator. You can't go back in until you finish this match. What are your memories of this one?
My memories, this was around the time I just came back from like a little break. I took a break from watching wrestling, and this was one of my first ones when I was coming back, and I was like, you know what, I'll watch it, I'll just see how it is. And like, I was watching the episodes of Raw and SmackDown to like prepare for it, and I'm just like, this is gonna be just a terrible but I had never heard of the Punjabi prison. So, and then I watched it, and I wanted to slam my head into a wall.
That's amazing. That's exactly the response that we're hoping for. So you are going to join us to watch Punjabi Prison. And you are as well. Yes, you, with headphones in your ears or near your face. So here's what you need to do. You need to fire up the WWE Network. You need to go to WWE Battleground 2017. And you need to scrub to 2 hours, 30 minutes and 24 seconds into the pay-per-view. Or you can use the jump to function to take you to Mahal versus Orton, WWE title, Punjabi Prison. We will give you a second to do that right now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sydney, are you ready to go to prison?
No, but I know that's not going to stop you guys from making me jump to prison, so...
Absolutely not. Justin, have you said goodbye to your family because you're going to prison?
Just get on with it.
We will all...
I couldn't think of a witty response.
That's fine. We're all going to press go.
I thought that was like meditation.
Yeah, I thought you were kind of mentally preparing yourself for the task ahead.
I probably should do that.
We are all going to press go. We're all going to press play as I say go, rather. Gling, 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 gling. You're on a beach. Your water is lapping against your feet as are tiny, tiny crabs.
These thoughts are coming in. Why is the hourglass of time filled with quicksand?
Why do you cook bacon and bake cookies?
Who closes the door when the bus driver gets off? Anyway.
All right. On go, we will press play. In 3, 2, 1, go. Ding, ding, flipping ding. The state of this.
I forgot how bad it looks.
It's awful. Awful.
It's like the scaffolding you use when you're building something better.
It's like they've started it. Like someone's drawn a prototype. It's just...
So...
You can't see anything. Like, as a live spectacle, before the match even starts, it's dreadful.
I just expect a panda to show up and start climbing it.
Start eating it.
Yeah. Oh god, this is when he was champ.
Oh yes. Wow,
these are banner times.
I mean, if you didn't know anything about wrestling and you looked at this guy walking to the ring now, you would think he looks like a star. I'm just gonna say sure. That and put that there.
Sid Slate volume on your part. I'll need to hear Tom Phillips twice. No one should have to put up with that kind of abuse.
Understandable.
But, like, his presentation and I do is really good.
Hmm. Yeah, gender was just... Like, here's the thing with gender. Like, okay, you want to push him. You want to, you know, use him to, in order to build an audience in a new market. I get that. But Jack the Jobber sign.
Ah!
Wrong logo, though.
It's the old one.
Anyway. Yes. Anyway. He'd been a jobber up until the point where you started pushing him. So there was no... You didn't show your work in between.
Yeah.
That was a problem.
It would be like... I'm trying to think of a classic example. You take somebody like... From the golden era. Like, you get a Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Well, no, that's different. Valentine was actually like a champion at one point in his career.
Oh, that's true. Who would be a good example for the golden era, then?
Let's see here. From that time frame, let's say Tim Horner.
There you go. Good shout.
Although, just saying that name, I think I gave Cornette a rash from a distance. yeah, if all of a sudden Tim Horner is like number one contender for Hulk Hogan, and he goes over him at SummerSlam because you're trying to build your audience in Knoxville, Tennessee. And it's like, wait a minute, wasn't he just losing the Bad News Brown and Akeem a few months ago?
Yeah, and but he was. He's a star now, though.
Oh, yes, it's similar to that, except at least Mahal had 3MB to look back on.
I think that is what you say there is the big issue with the Jinder Mahal run, in the sense that there have been worse people that have held that title. But it's the fact that you didn't show your working, as you rightly said. You went from A to Z without any letters in between.
Exactly.
And the crazy thing was, like, it wasn't even like, oh, he was winning a couple matches, but it wasn't against super big people, and then he wins the title. He was still losing the matches. Mm. And then all of a sudden, he's champion.
Orton's really dragging this out.
Because he doesn't want to go in.
I hear voices in my head. They tell me to go home.
A congenital heart defect has felled Randy Orton minutes before he could enter the ring.
Randy Orton died on the way back to his home planet.
Orton's staring at thinking, I can't see a damn thing.
Orton's He's like, going to rip it down. He's going to rip it down.
Hell in a cell, more like crap in a trap.
Wonderham just calls it IKEA.
What's the thinking behind it? We had no idea on how to make that. You know, remember the kennel from hell? How great that was? Well, it wasn't. It was terrible. Oh, really? I thought you liked it. You said it was bad. I said, yeah, but that's not bad in like the cool sense. I mean, like it was. Oh, okay. Stephen, what have you done?
It's already set up. We've made a.
That's it. Like, well, okay. Well, do you know what? I guess people like there's something imposing about the steel cage matches. And it's like, oh, it's not steel. It's not steel cage.
My Kyoto wearing a black armband to mourn the audience's energy. By the way, this is Philly. They picked a hell of a city to do this.
They almost. I can't help but feel they chose Philly for the banter. Just to go, screw you lot. Rest, ECW.
Well, you can't tell because there's 8 million friggin' bars in the way. But apparently, according to reports, during this match, people were leaving in order to go to the box office and buy tickets for the Rumble, thinking it can't be worse than this. They should do a Rumble inside this structure and throw everybody over the top.
ECW, more like eco-friendly chamber. Whoa!
EFC.
I'm pretending the F is part of the E.
Okay.
It's actually for that very reason I take great issue with AJ Styles' current T-shirt, which is ASAP. And it's like the A stands for AJ. Well, no, you can't initial an initial. That's ECW, messy.
Extra KG wastefulness.
Yes.
Okay, so the gimmick of this match is that you can escape from one of the four sides through the trap doors.
There's so much
lore. You have a minute, but you have a minute to do it, and if you can't get out in the interim minute, they lock it for the remainder of the match. And if all four trap doors are locked, then you have to go over the top. Let me tell you something right now. For all the crap that they give King of the Mountain, you better apologize, because that made better sense than this match.
And if all four doors shut, you live there forever.
Exactly.
Then you take a blue ticket forever. And you put it through the round door on the grid. Oh, I hate matches with so much lore. You don't need this much lore. Just make it a bamboo cage match. Get done.
This is like the Phantom Zone that Zod ended up in.
Who looked at this and went, "This is brilliant. We'll do three."
That's it, just three? I could swear it was more than that.
I think at one they'd have gone, "Nah, this is a daft idea. The live crowd don't see a thing. Let's do another two just to be sure." Don't
like,
do
it's
anymore.
Been a while. It's been a while. What about that match that everyone hated? Oh, should we bring it back? Oh, we shouldn't? You know what? We're going to.
It's been a while. Their eyesight might have improved. We might have evolved better eyes.
Look, I can see parts of Orton. He's like pixelated.
What a hot mess. The hard cam. You can't. It's like trying to watch. It's like trying to watch a match through a shreddy. It's like trying to watch a match through some frosted wheats.
It's like giant churros tied together.
I honestly think this match should be improved without me watching with my glasses.
I think it would be improved without your glasses on.
Sid, are you on your Wi-Fi?
Yes, I am.
Just making sure you get a bit of robotic there. The auto-tune version of Sid.
Recreate the Punjabi prison match at home by simply putting on the network and watching any match through a bird's eye potato waffle.
Was there like a Punjabi prison playset for like action figures?
If there wasn't, that was literally the only other way they could have made some pennies from it. I'm going to quickly Google.
I think there was. I think there was one.
Okay.
I'm looking now. Oh, God, there was.
Well, no, I'm getting you for Christmas next year, Justin.
Oh, good. I can hide stuff in it that nobody can see. It'd be like a safe.
Imagine a kid on Christmas Day getting a Punjabi prison. Gee, thanks, Mom.
Mom, I don't celebrate Christmas. I know. This doesn't count as a gift.
It would be like the kid with the avocado, but even less enthusiastic. Punjabi prison. Thanks.
Gee, thanks.
Is Kyoto going to guillotine Orton? He might.
That would be quite the turn up for this match.
What a heel turn.
Oh, maybe it's the Royal Rumble.
Kyoto the Executioner.
No, you won't get out the door. No, the door is closed. Damn it. Tension mounts.
Kyoto the French Executioner. Good, because this match soccer blows.
Kyoto just looks bored. Just like, can this just end? It's only just started, but can it end?
Kyoto's on the payroll. He's getting paid regardless. He's just like, wish I just brought my phone with me. I just could have played Simpsons Tapped Out while I was waiting for this match to finish. Which, as was the style at the time.
Yeah, it was.
Everyone was playing Simpsons Tapped Out.
This is extremely bad.
Oh, this is what the wrestling crowd in Philly have just been hankering for all this time.
Nah. When does Cage Mahal works the arm? It's going according to the plan.
I will hurt his arm. That will stop him, what, going through a door?
What else could he do? Crawl?
Use his mouth to pull himself along?
I say nay, nay.
I actually wondered at one point if this was actually worse than Canary 95, thus making it the worst pay-per-view in Philadelphia history. I did think about it briefly, but I decided this was slightly better.
Now, the rest of the card, you've got like Styles and Owens on this. You've got Sami Zayn and Mike Kanellis randomly.
That was not good.
Oh, Nakamura versus Corbin. Oh, gosh. This is a card from hell. Oh, God.
I dare people to call SmackDown the superior brand. Oh, I dare them.
Jeez.
Oh, so let me just pull up real fast the match ratings for this show, because...
I mean, Styles and Owens might have been like the highlight.
The pre-show was Shawn Spears losing to Vicky Guerrero's son-in-law.
Wow.
The open with Kofi and Woods versus the Usos, that was like the one truly good match. I got 3.5. Nakamura Corbin, 1.5.
Oh, Nakamura.
Women's five-way got 2.5. Owens and Styles, 3.25, but I think they had a bad ending. Rusev got 3. I disagree vehemently with that, sir. Zane Kanellis, 2. Mahal Orton, he gave it 3/4 of a star, but I think I'm going to go even lower than that when all said and done.
Do you know what I notice is missing from this particular Punjabi prison is the assorted table of random weapons in the first one. Do you remember?
I vaguely recall, but I mean, it's not like the 92 Rumble where I go back and watch that show willingly.
And a little table of random weapons. Just like, not like traditional wrestling weapons either, just like... I think a cleaver. I can't remember.
I think it was like a chainsaw somewhere in there.
Sid, where did you watch this pay per view? Can you remember?
If I remember correctly, I think we just watched it at home, and I remember I watched it with Austin, and we both were in pain. And it kind of overtook the entire show because I do not remember a single other match from the show. All those matches you mentioned in the star ratings, I don't even remember how any of them ended.
If you think about it, this match is like an interpretive dance for 2020 as a whole. It's slow, you keep waiting for something to happen, but you can't do anything and you can't see anything good.
And just when it looks like you're about to get out, they tell you to stay inside.
and also, when you're hoping for something fun to happen, you remember Randy Orton is involved.
And it ends in the wrestling world with a takeover of India. Ah, NXT India. That's a nice allegory.
Oh, to an extent, but I think they just made this match up.
I think they did. I think they more than likely did. This is... this is a treat to the senses. Oh, by the way, when Sydney says she was watching with Austin, she means Strumowitz, who you heard in on day 2 of Watch Along Us, not Steve Austin. I'm sure if she'd watched it with Steve Austin, it would have been a very different setup.
Yeah,
I couldn't see. What? I said my vision was impaired. What? I said the match was stupid. What? Couldn't see it. What?
This is a bamboo kennel.
I do wonder
hell.
What his opinion on the match was.
I might tweet him and ask him your thoughts on the Punjab. With no context, just put thoughts on Punjabi prison battleground 2017.
If Austin drove his beer truck through this cage, it would have been the greatest thing ever.
what were they thinking?
I feel like Kevin Costner doing the ongoing commentary for The Postman. Oh, God. What was that thing? Oh, no. Why? I'm sorry. God.
I'd like Orton and Jinder to do commentary of this match. Just to apologize. I'm sure Orton wouldn't. I think Jinder might. Oh, not into the bamboo. God almighty.
It's just like steel.
In fairness, it is reinforcing. You don't want to get whacked with bamboo, seriously.
But the difference is, like, yeah, a kendo stick with the force coming at you surely is worse than being, like, dropped in.
Well, you notice the cage didn't really move much when Orton bumped it, so it's reinforced to a degree. Look at me playing devil's advocate.
I know. I'm very proud of you, because we're just being assholes.
I understand.
That's my whole point. That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here, to watch some awful wrestling with us.
And just make fun of it.
Uh-huh. Looked down the cutest, but he wasn't drinking coffee. Popping amphetamines.
What happens if you're a ref in this match and you suddenly need the toilet?
I think you just go.
Well, just where you stand.
You take a bump and then you pee yourself and you pass it. You just pass it off as like, oh, he hit him so hard. Look what happened.
Oh, but nobody was near the ref. Shut up.
You get a CM Punk moment.
And if Vince fires your bladder has 90 days before I fucking sign with AEW. Mike Kyoto's bladder is all elite.
What's Mike Kyoto's bladder doing in the Impact Zone? Now, the twist here would be Orton just gets out the door and gets it done.
That would be great.
Oh, I'm just going to slow down. Why do wrestlers slow down when they go towards doors? They must be a nightmare to go shopping with. Wrestlers, like, I never ask a wrestler to hold a door open or change a light bulb for you.
I tell you, this crowd, it definitely needs to be a crowd because they're chanting for Danny Doring.
Oh, my God. Are they really?
No, they're chanting boring. It just rhymes.
I genuinely thought that they were just... Because sometimes they make their own fun.
Oh, literal Tom.
they weren't. They were chanting boring. Sorry, Dave Meltzer.
Well,
we want Chetty.
They're actually chanting boring. That's it's because they found the match boring. That's why it makes sense.
Thanks, yeah. Dave.
I just don't get the moments when they're so close to the door, and then the other wrestler grabs their arm, and it's like, you can literally just pull your arm. You're strong enough. You can do that.
No, but that's strong wrestlers.
But no, you're just gonna let them do something to you, so you don't have the chance to go through the door.
You know what this is? This is mouse trap if you didn't trigger any of the traps.
So just go round the board and just have an average time.
Look at me playing it safe.
It's the kid that just goes around and it's like, oh, you land on the traps, but it's like, no, not time yet. Not time.
Look at these two dickheads.
Fight for never.
These two dickheads doing the bloody, oh, let's build some tension. Lads, it ain't working.
Just no more fights for this championship between Orton and Jinder. I'm just a little short there.
Are they chanting awesome or boo-earns?
We're going to do things our way. Our way. We're leaving now through the highway.
I can't decide whether that was meant to be like a let's build some tension moment or a moment where they both had little realizations like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I was asked if I wanted to go to the show by a friend.
Oh, mate. Are you sure he's a friend?
Oh, God.
Let me tell you something. If I had driven, I would be in the crowd right now making the Heath Ledger not sure if serious face, thinking like, trying to envision the traffic situation, thinking like, if I leave now, I could probably beat most of it.
And then never speak to your friend again.
Probably. I don't think
that person was a real friend. I think they were trying to torture you.
I think they were an enemy.
I think they just wanted to hang out.
And an enemy.
RKO.
Also, the logic here, right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this.
It's the lads. Get in there, lads. Yeah! Bollywood boys! Go on, lads!
We're going out to the pub!
Give them the tag titles immediately! They've immediately made this interesting! now you live there, Randy. That's your life now.
The crowd's getting boring. That's our cue.
Just give him a little dog food bowl, a little bit of newspaper in there. It's like, all right, you're good. You can't believe you there.
They're just playing Words with Friends under the ring.
They're playing Simpsons Tapped Out. Quick, carry Jinder to the match. Just push him through the bamboo. Slide him through. Slick him up. Slide him through. Go on.
Get Michael Nakazawa's lube and you're good.
Oh, yeah. Nakazawa would win this in seconds. Slipping through them bamboos.
Oh, now I got to climb.
Now I've got to work. It's a race against time. Oh, join us next. It's a race. who will get there first? Orton to Jinder or just into his car?
At this point, I'm running. I'm sliding down the rail.
Can I just say what's so annoying and what shows just how bad this match is? If they could have done something cool where he jumped onto it and it's like, oh, it's going to be tension. It's like, no, I'm going to stick my foot on the other side and then just walk over.
Oh, I'm going to play it safe.
The thing is, right, now they can't get back in the ring. So we have got the bit around the ring to play with. And there's bugger all you can do around there. But that's the rest of the match to look forward to.
6 months later, this city... Go ahead, continue.
I just don't understand why they didn't just have, like, outside the ring, they just have, like, weapons just kind of sitting around or something. Or just, like, something more than just the outer area of bamboo. Like, I don't get it.
Well, they did in the first one. They had, like, their little table, little weapon table. It was adorable.
And they... Can you put, like, alligators on the floor to make it interesting?
Oh, Christ. Can you put another pay-per-view on the floor to make it interesting?
We were short on alligators, so we had to paint Mojo green. Can you ride? Yes. All right, get down there.
Zack Ryder and Heath Slater are down there. 3MV!
snap, you know it. John, I was that? If for some reason you listen to this, I want Zack Ryder as an alligator.
John.
So, as I was going to say, 6 months later, this city won its first Super Bowl. How were we not so demoralized that we just went like 2-14?
They needed a win after this, to be fair.
Yeah, it was a hell of a comeback.
What's Orton going to do? Oh, there we go. I wonder what he was going to do with that announce table to backdrop them onto. I think it's quite limited.
Theater of the mind. He's just pretending there's a table there. Like, I'm going to pretend there's a table and that I can see the crowd.
I'm going to pretend I'm in a good match.
Just kick his face.
No, he's too strong. I'm sliding dead. Down.
Junior's like, why do you keep calling me Sean?
See this now what are you gonna do, mate? Now what's the crack for the rest of the match? Just gonna bounce these lads around. There, another suplex. Yeah, why not? Why
suplex
not?
Suplex shitty.
Hey, give him a suplex, Orton. That's a good idea. Why don't you give him a suplex? Oh, just bang him in.
Look,
that'll do.
I understand. I understand that against Jinder, but I'm just going to beat up his two little friends here.
Well, you got to take them out. You know, they're like the, every Batman villain
Stop
has the sidekicks.
Stop looking up and freaking climb.
I'm so hurt. I need to get my... Oh, it's too late. I got kicked in the nothing. Oh, he's got a bow. Here we go. I got kicked in the nothing.
Oh, he's attacking me somehow.
How could this predicament have come about?
It's the one thing that I didn't want to happen.
If you swing at a cane, just start playing Enter Sandman and wake the crowd up. Don't know what to do.
Actually, that's a good point. Actually, the last time a cane was used, it was probably to the soundtrack of Metallica.
Or the crappy version the movie came up with.
Oh,
dun, 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 wow. Oh, God, JBL's here. I'm not even listening.
We fight on Friday night, Muggle.
And we stall on Sunday nights.
We slowly hit each other with bamboo on Sunday nights, Muggle. Hey, Orton, take your time,
like,
mate.
Why are you posing like that?
Take your time, Orton.
Oh, Orton, shut up.
Orton poses for trading card photo. Orton visits relatives in Philadelphia.
Orton poses for trading card photo.
I won't lie. For a second, I thought he just hit my Kyoto.
I think Kyoto wishes he had.
You know, this is Escape from Alcatraz with 17 Z's at the end. Oh, look at Orton's back. He's attacked by a puma. Must have missed that part. Must have jumped ahead.
I think they cut that out because it was far too interesting.
Hey, Bullet Club shirts. I thought outside shirts weren't allowed. Oh, that's when there's another American promotion. Okay.
That's fine.
I see.
Funny that.
Shout out to Kenny and Carl reuniting.
It doesn't even matter. Even if it's not a ladder, they gotta climb slow.
Gotta go slow. Like the opposite.
Because
he weighs 106 pounds.
Yeah, but Jinder could squeeze through. He just lacquer him up. He'd be fine.
Not in 2017, he couldn't.
Actually, he was pretty beefy in 17, wasn't he?
Quite beefy.
He was quite
beefy. This is 2011, Jinder. He's gone right through.
The one interesting part is coming up. And even then, it's not even that interesting.
What are we hoping to achieve from this spot? No one can do anything to anyone. Oh, actually... What's the best case scenario here for... Oh, God.
I don't set the bar. I choke you on the bar.
I wish I was at the bar.
I'm going to do this near the table so you can punch me off and I can fall through.
Let me just line up for you. Take your time, mate. There's no rush ever.
Did you see? Oh, my God.
He just, like, trying to flick his head.
Says that he found enjoyment in this match. It's ironic enjoyment, but it's enjoyment nonetheless.
Oh, you go slowly.
Look, I'm just going insane.
Oh, so... Christ! Taking one for the team.
That was the one pop from the crowd. I don't think it was a real pop. I think they piped it in.
If you suffered sciatica falling through a table, you may be entitled to the financial compensation. Call the Lundy Law.
See, Randy can kick him in the face. Why can't Jinder do the same?
I think he's happy just to be out of this match now. I think he's happy.
Oh, man, I'm knackered. I just got to sit here for a minute.
Though that time where I kissed my fist to punch the guy. Oh, I'm cream crackered. Just have a little sleep on the bamboo. Jeez, lads.
We tranquilized both men before the match started. Let's see if anybody notices.
I mean, this is slow for Orton. But this is slow for... And this is... Yeah, for Orton, this is slow. It's like Orton went, okay, I'm not going to be too exuberant in this. I shouldn't be my normal lively self. I'd best pare it back.
For once in his life, Orton decided to pace himself.
We've got to go 30 minutes here. We best take it slow.
Oh. Oof.
I feel like if Orton had taken the bump, that's how fast he would have fallen.
Orton's like a leaf.
He floats down.
Just goes back.
And just gets tucked in.
Oh,
Jinder, roll through.
Oh, no, my leg is stuck.
Oh, no. You nearly could have rolled through. This looks like it might be.
Look, it's my one thing. It's my one thing.
I just thought, do you not have to have both feet touch the floor? Could they not just stick both feet through the bamboo and just have
Shut up.
There you go, done it.
Found a loophole.
Tom Campbell, wrestling warrior.
I'm gonna win my next Punjab prison match.
I find a way to win the match dead quick. Literally, immediately ask for all four doors to be opened so they can't stop you going through all four simultaneously.
Oh, look at Orton's arm. Look at Orton got blood all over him.
Oh.
All scratchy.
Even the blood doesn't want to be here. It's trying to leave his body. Some parents in the front row going, kids, this is the wrestling that you wanted. Thanks.
Even green shirt guy is blind. You know you're doing.
So while they stall, let's show this poor gentleman falling to his doom for the fourth time now.
Just keep running it.
Do they have metal chairs in Punjabi prisons? I don't know.
Yeah, that's how they sit down.
Oh, thank God. A beautiful shot of genders.
we're losing you a little bit, Sid, to the roboticization of the Punjabi prison. I feel like you're becoming one with.
No!
I think you're becoming one with the prison.
Meant to start over.
No!
No!
She's fine. She's doing fine.
I don't know. I mean, I hate to have like a poor quality version.
No,
of it.
It's absolutely commentary. Fine. You know what? It's fine. People will get over it. It's Christmas.
I don't know.
They'll all be drunk. It's fine.
I tried to make it better.
Thanks.
Because I am not doing this again.
Don't worry, neither am I. It'll just be Justin on his own.
And now, to slowly climb the freedom.
Now I can take my time, since I've given him two medium-powered chair shots to the gut. I can now take my time. I'll just maybe just stall a little bit longer. Maybe just give the referee a little rub. Now I'll head up. Oh, because his hands were slippy.
His hands were slippy.
He wiped his knees weak, arms are heavy.
Logic to this, Tom.
Kieran now wearing gloves. And he's gonna get this match on him.
No, don't leave. We're having a good time.
Play, please. Get off me.
We're having a good time. Don't go. Oh, okay. I'll stay here.
Here's the Discord chat when I try to log off.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yes. I forgot this.
I didn't forget it.
Oh,
called a Hall's own.
Yes.
I got a text message from my glorious brother of his entrance video. Right when I started this.
As if it couldn't get any better.
Remember, he joined Call a Hall.
He certainly did. He sang the Christmas song with us.
I did.
That's right. Him, Jack, and Sam.
That's right.
I'll shake it so he falls off on this side.
It's like watching someone. It's like human kaplunk.
Kali's smart.
If Ray Kali wouldn't have shaked it correctly, he would have fallen on the other side and would have helped him win. Then whose side is Kali on?
See, Kali's smart. He shook him so he'd fall down further on the cage. So he's like, I'm not climbing that high to choke you.
You're going to come smart. To my level.
That's right.
They literally told him, go out there, shake the cage, then choke Randy. That is all you have to do.
They flew him in from India for this.
Oh, my God.
Worth every penny.
He's like bored now. Jinder, just go.
Join us.
Jinder, just go.
Jinder's like, yes. I will slowly take my time.
Even though I can win this in 2 seconds, I'm going to take 20.
Nobody expected the great Kali.
The following year, Kali is all culty.
What's great Kali doing at the office of Cultaholic Maggle?
He's doing WTF moments.
Yay!
Oh,
Jinder did it. You don't hinder gender. And Orton
and
is
Randy's
dead.
Randy's dead.
The most appalling part of this entire match is that Dave didn't put a hyphen before his rating.
Oh, what? What did we win?
God doesn't even know where he's at. Where's the telethon?
Am I the champion now? I wish he kept it.
Oh, hang on. There's a moment coming up here. It's significant.
Oh, there is, isn't there?
Yes, there is. See, Mahal wasn't doing well in Indy in terms of building the audience, but merely by being champion. So he had Khali hold the belt up, and that's what appeared on the front page of the newspaper. National hero, Great Khali, holding up the championship. So people are like, he must be the champion. We have to watch. That
and
was
then
the
they
whole
were
time.
Tortured.
Didn't that? Is it now? I read somewhere that they used to alter some episodes of Monday Night Raw so Carly's match would be on last in for broadcast in other countries.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah, it's just the idea that you've got like Angle versus Michaels, Cena mixing up with Jericho. What's the main event? Oh, it's Carly and Natalya versus. They're taking on Santino Marella.
Look, the man's a national hero. He's an icon.
Oh, I'm not excusing it.
In fairness here.
In fact, I wouldn't be shocked if he's part of NXT India in some way, shape, or form. An authority figure, one would hope.
Well, Adam has to release him first.
Yeah. Well, there you go. He's just going to give it one more.
Yeah, there you go. Let's hold it one more time.
One more, just to be sure. Just to be sure. Yeah. What a moment. What a moment for everybody involved. We all had a lovely time.
I don't know if I can agree with that.
Let's never do this Punjabi prison again.
But you laugh at the mousetrap joke.
Until we do it again.
Oh, they'll never do it again. And that is the Punjabi prison from Battleground. Sydney, did you have a lovely time?
I had a lovely time with you two. I hated that match.
Justin, did you enjoy yourself today?
As good as I possibly could.
Amazing. That is the right answer. Well, we'd like to thank Sydney Zumowitz, friend of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. Hey, wasn't it nice? We got you to watch something that's a bit more contemporary.
Yeah, something I was very interested when I heard about it. I was like, this is interesting to hear. This is what I'm going to be watching. Like, I thought I was going to get something old school terrible, because I know you guys love watching my reactions to stuff.
But we run the gamut here.
I appreciate that I got something that I already knew was terrible.
And next year we'll watch something else truly awful with you. I'm sure we'll hang out in the interim.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Where can people find you, Sydney?
You can find me on Twitter at SAZoomer4. I'm on Discord, Sydney S. I'm not really on there very much because I've been very busy with my job, but I've been trying to be on there more, and yeah, that's about it.
No worries. Well, look, thank you for joining us. Let us take a moment to think on our time together as we get close to Christmas. And until we next speak, he is at JRH Writing. She is at SAZoomer4 on Twitter. I am at Tom Campbell on Twitter. Together, we are at Cultaholic on Twitter. Don't forget to join us. I'm just stalling for as long as I can, because that's what wrestling's all about.
Come out the door.
Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.